What a great day to be with you today and a wonderful week that we have ahead of us. It's a holiday week and the kids are out of school and I know many will be off work and it's such a fantastic time of the year, a wonderful time to enjoy the company of family and friends and loved ones. And I'm just really grateful myself to be able to participate in the life of Christ Church, in the life of the family, and to really be thankful for all of the wonderful things that God has done for us and given us over the past year. It is a time to reflect upon that. And this morning's lesson, we're going to think about that a little bit. I hope you will open your Bibles to Colossians chapter 3. Colossians chapter 3, and we'll start reading in verse 1, and we'll think about this idea of thankfulness as it's presented here in this chapter, and thinking about what it means to be a thankful people. The Apostle Paul writes in verse 1 these words, "If then you are raised with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ is sitting at the right hand of God. Set your mind on things above, not on the things on earth, for you died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, appears, then you also will appear with Him in glory. Therefore, put to death your members which are on the earth, fornication, uncleanness, passion, evil desire, and covetousness, which is idolatry. Because of these things, the wrath of God is coming upon the sons of disobedience, in which you yourselves once walked when you lived in them. But now you yourselves are to put off all these: anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy, filthy language out of your mouth. Do not lie to one another, since you have put off the old man with his deeds and have put on the new man, who is renewed in knowledge according to the image of Him who created him. Where there is neither Greek nor Jew, circumcised nor uncircumcised, barbarian, Scythian, slave nor free, but Christ is all and in all. Therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, put on tender mercies, kindness, humility, meekness, long-suffering, bearing with one another and forgiving one another. If anyone has a complaint against another, even as Christ forgave you, so you also must do. But above all these things, put on love, which is the bond of perfection. And let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to which also you were called in one body, and be thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your heart to the Lord. And whatever you do, whether it's in word or in deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through Him." Now, a lot of things are discussed in these verses, but you'll notice that the basic tenor of Paul's thought here is this, that because we belong to Christ, there are some things that we have to put off, and there are some things that we have to put on. The things that we put off are things that are contrary to the character of Christ, things which separate people from God, and if we walk in those things, then we will bring upon ourselves the wrath of God. The things that we are to put on are the things that are of the character of Christ, things in which we must walk as God's people, things that will define us as children of God. Out of all of those things, we see that there is thankfulness. In verse 15, it says, "Let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to which also you were called in one body, and be thankful." You know, the picture is almost of a person who has this old, filthy garment. He's got it on his body, and it's covered with dirt and soil and, oil and stains and just all kinds of yucky things, right? And he's wrapped in it. He's robed in it. He's clothed in it, if you will. But you see, now he belongs to Christ. And so he takes this garment off and he puts it aside. And then he takes on Christ and he puts Christ on, you see. And now he belongs to Christ and he's enrobed, if you will, in Christ. And one of those attributes that comes along with being enrobed in Christ is thankfulness. Being enrobed in thankfulness, putting on thankfulness. That's one of these things that we've got to wear every day. It's one of these attributes that we find in the life of Christ, and therefore an attribute that we must have within our life as well. Well, how can we be a thankful people? Now, I'm not just talking about going around and saying thank you to people. Now, a lot of times we do that out of habit, out of custom. And people do things for us and we just say thank you. And maybe we think about what we're saying and maybe we don't think about what we're saying. We need to think about what we're saying. And we need to think about making thankfulness not only part of our verbal customs that we participate in, but making thankfulness part of who we are. Do we not only say thank you, but do we feel that gratitude that we need to feel in order to be really a thankful people? Well, that's what it really means to put on Christ. That's what it really means to be enrobed, if you will, in thankfulness. And that's what I would like to discuss this morning. How can we really be a thankful people? How can we really be enrobed in thankfulness? Well, let's talk about that for a few moments. First of all, the Christian can be enrobed in thankfulness by engaging in prayer. You know, prayer is something that we need to constantly take up. It's something that we need to be involved in. Prayer should be at the forefront of our every decision that we make within our life. Prayer needs to be something that we turn to first before we hastily move on to do something that perhaps we might regret later on. And a lot of times, and I'm including myself in this, a lot of times we simply don't stop to pray. But a thankful heart is going to stop to pray. Jesus was a very prayerful person. And the Bible talks about him going in the mountains to pray. And you know, there on the night of his betrayal, he spent all night in that garden praying over and over again. Praying so long, the Bible says, that his disciples fell asleep. They were so weary. But Jesus continued steadfastly in prayer. We need to be a praying people. And prayer is the first step to being thankful. If we want to be thankful more within our lives as we deal with other people, then we first of all got to be thankful to God. And we've really got to appreciate God for what he has done and what he has given to us. We need to acknowledge God and be thankful to him as the source of all of our blessings, both physical and spiritual. In Acts 14 and verse 17, the Apostle Paul says that God did not leave himself without witness in that he did good and he gave you rain from heavens and fruitful seasons, filling your hearts with food and gladness. You see, it's God who is responsible for taking care of us. It's God who really gives to us all of these wonderful things. And everything that we have, everything that is in our possession, you know, it really doesn't belong to us. It's not ours. No, it belongs to God. And we are simply stewards of what God has given. A thankful heart is going to acknowledge the blessings of God, that he truly is the source of all blessings. You know, Matthew chapter 5 and verse 45, Jesus said that God sends the rain upon both the just and the unjust. And so God is good to everyone. And we need to be good to everyone. And we need to be thankful for all the goodness that God provides, not only to us, but to everyone. You know, what would happen? Just think about it for a moment. What would happen if God only blessed those who were faithful? What would that put the faithful in the position of? And how would the unfaithful then look at the faithful? How would the sinner then look at the saint? Oh, it would be a horrible situation to be in. Think about it. The jealousy and the envy that would eat people up, and they would come after, you see, others who had the things that they wanted. But God in His mercy toward all gives to all. And He even blesses the sinner with some wonderful things in this life. And what a blessing it is then to be a Christian who receives not only the physical blessings of God, but the spiritual blessings as well. Yes, God has blessed us in Christ Jesus with all spiritual blessings that are in the heavenly places in Christ. Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 3. And so thankfulness acknowledges the blessings of God. Are we thankful for the good things that God has given us? Are we thankful for everything that He has provided? You know, the unthankful person doesn't really believe in God. He thinks that he alone has provided. The unthankful man doesn't believe that anyone has blessed him but himself. The unthankful man doesn't believe that he owes a debt to anyone. The unthankful man believes that he is the master of his own destiny. The unthankful man believes in himself and himself alone. But the thankful man believes in God. He believes in the providence of God. He believes in the blessings of God. He knows that he owes a great debt to God for the blessings that God has provided. And he understands that God is the source of all blessings. And that the things that God has provided him are to be used not for his own personal being built up, but rather to be used to the glory of God. And as opportunities to praise God. And as opportunities as Christians to teach the gospel to others. Let's be a thankful people, and let's express that thankfulness to God through prayer. And that's really a lot of what prayer is about, is being thankful to God, continuing steadfastly in prayer, watching therein with thanksgiving. Colossians 4 and verse 2. And nothing being anxious, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, letting your requests be made known unto God. We can be a thankful people if we will be a praying people. But being a thankful person, being enrobed in thankfulness, I mean really having thankfulness within our life, means that we've got to elevate our mind. We've got to lift it up. We've got to be looking at the things which are above, not on the things which are upon the earth. Paul speaks of that in Colossians 3 and verses 1 through 4. He says, if you were raised to Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ is sitting on the right hand of God. Set your mind on the things that are above, not on the things that are on the earth. Yes, we've got to elevate our mind to truly be thankful. You know, the fact of the matter is this, that the more we focus upon physical, carnal, and earthly things, the more we focus on those things, the less thankful we'll truly be. We've got to focus on heavenly things. Now, consider the example of the holiday example, if you will, of the old Ebenezer Scrooge, right? Consider him as an example. He's a fictional character out of Charles Dickens' A Christmas Carol. But nevertheless, we're all familiar with that character, right? We've all seen the story, I hope. Well, he focused upon earthly things, all of his own worldly treasures. He built them up over time, you see, and they became his, and he owned them. And as a result, he believed in himself, and he didn't believe in any other. Those around him had little to no value to him. They only had value in as much as they could do something for him. And then when they did do something for him, he counted it as very little worth. And he treated his people badly. He failed to elevate his mind upon the things that are heavenly, you see. And he just focused upon the earthly things. Consider King Saul and his life, how he started out so great, you see, as a king. And everybody looked up to him. And at first, he seemed to be obedient to the Lord. But then after a while, his heart was turned away by earthly things. He became very jealous of his throne and of David, the one whom God had anointed to take his throne. And he sought then to even take David's own life because of his jealousy. And God ended up destroying Saul. He ended up killing himself because he lost it all. Everything that was of value to him, he lost. Now think about the things that he valued. Think about how unthankful he was. Think about how he failed to elevate his mind. If we set our minds upon heavenly things, however, our concern will not be with the earthly. Little things that happen around us won't affect us that much. It's not going to be that big of a deal, because after all, those are all things that just, as the Bible says, perish with the using. And we'll see them for what they are. Simply tools that we can use to move us from one moment to the next. Because our mind will be elevated upon those things that are truly valuable, that are truly eternal, that are truly heavenly. By focusing on the spiritual, we will recognize the true place of the physical. Oh, we'll be thankful for it, but we'll be more thankful for those heavenly blessings, those spiritual blessings, because that's where our mind will be, and we'll be more like Christ Jesus. Each one of us needs to be more like Him. 1 Thessalonians 5 and verse 18 says, "In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus to you." Colossians 1 and verse 12 says, "Giving thanks unto the Father who made us to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light." Now that's really focusing upon heavenly things. Ephesians 5 and verse 20, "Giving thanks always for all things in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to God, even the Father." Do you see how thankfulness elevates our minds? And in elevating our minds, we will be thankful. But then finally, in order to be enrobed in thankfulness, we need to exemplify kindness within our lives. You know, if engaging in prayer is the avenue to express thankfulness toward God, and elevating our mind helps us then to have the right attitude of thankfulness towards the things that are in this life and towards ourself and relationship to those things, then exemplifying kindness is what we can do to be thankful to our fellow human being who lives around us on a daily basis. Exemplifying kindness. You know, if we're really thankful to others, then we don't just say it, but we act in a thankful way. We act in a way that is going to help other people. We act in a way that is going to be generous toward others. We act in a way that is going to be merciful. We act in a way that is going to be forgiving and loving. Yes, if we're really thankful for the people who are around us, then we're going to act in a kind way. Consider, if you would, what James says in James chapter 2 and verses 15 and 16, where he says, you know, if somebody is walking by and you see them without any clothes and without any food, and you simply look at them and say, "Be you warmed and filled," but you don't give them anything that is necessary for the body, then how can we truly say that we've done what we need to do to be the kind of person that God wants us to do in that regard? Well, we can't. Because you see, we've just made a mental note of what is happening. we haven't actually done something about it. And in order for us to be a people of real faith and a people who are really thankful for what God has done for us, we've really got to do something about it. If we're thankful for the things that we have, for the food that we eat, then let's give to someone else. Let's help them get the things that they need in their life. If we're thankful for our jobs, then let's go out and give of ourselves to others for the opportunity that we've had to work. Ephesians 4 and verse 28 says, "Let him that stole steal no more, but rather let him labor, working with his hands the thing that is good, that he may have whereof to give him that has need." If we're thankful for our friends, then let's go out and be friendly to others. Proverbs chapter 18 and verse 24 says that he who would have friends must show himself friendly. We've got to be friendly to others. If we're thankful for Jesus, oh, and I hope you're thankful for Jesus, then let's go out and tell someone about Jesus. Let's talk to others about the gospel. Our thankfulness to God and to our fellow human being ought to display itself in the wonderful things that we do in our lives toward others. That certainly includes saying thank you when someone has done something good for us. It certainly includes that, but it's not limited to that. We've got to remember that thankfulness also involves being benevolent or good to those who are around us in our daily life. Galatians chapter 6 and verse 10 says, "As you therefore have opportunity, let us do good unto all men, and especially to those of the household of faith." Are we kind within our life? Do we practice thankfulness by being kind to others? Let's be thankful and let's do the things that we need to do in our lives to be thankful. To be thankful toward God, let's get down on our knees and pray. To be thankful for all of the blessings that God has given us in this life, let's lift our minds up and focus upon those heavenly things. To be thankful to others, let's exemplify kindness within our lives. Now, God has been so kind to us, and God has been so merciful to us, that He has given us His Son, Jesus the Christ, on the cross, that we might have salvation. And Jesus has said within His Word that in order to follow Him, we must believe that He is. We must believe that He's the Son of God. We must believe that He came with God's message for mankind. And we must follow Him. Now, if we're going to be thankful to Jesus for who He is and what He is, then we will want to follow Him. We will want to obey His will. We will want to believe Him. We will want to repent of our sins. We will want to confess Him as Lord. We will want to be baptized for the forgiveness of our sins. Why? Because we will be thankful for Jesus and what He has done for us. And the things that we do in response to Him are simply acts of gratitude on our part for all that He has done, in understanding that we could never repay for the great gift that God has given us, but in also understanding that we can live those thankful lives. Why not begin a life of thankfulness this very morning by giving yourself to Christ, putting off all of those old things, and putting on the attitudes and the actions and the thankfulness of Christ Jesus? If you need the prayers of the church, or if you need to respond to the invitation of the gospel, then we urge you to do so right now while together we stand and sing.